关于明心里所给我们留下的好榜样啊。
The good virtue that Nehemiah has set as a good example for us.
就是他的爱心、信心，跟他的这种守己呀、克己的这种功夫之外
，His love and his faith.
还有一项就是。他一切所做的都是求神纪念。
And one more thing that one more virtue he has is that whatever he do, he asks God to remember him.
这样的事情啊，这样的是一个存着盼望，存着一个活泼的盼望，在做任何一件事情。
And to have such an attitude as a man.Feeling with hopes for everything.
我们一切所做的工作啊，能够得到神的纪念，就不落空。
If we have such a hope, if we have God to remember everything we do, then all the things that we do will not be in vain.
就成很有价值哈。
So all the things that we do become very valuable.
今天我们所做一切的工作都能够蒙神纪念，这个才是最有价值，也是最大的一个福气。
Today, whatever we do, that can be remembered by God, then the thing that we do, has value and is, of the greatest blessing.
保罗说，我们都要存这样的心。
And Paul says that we must have such a heart when we do work for God.
我们看到哥林多前书十六
章。Let's turn to the book of First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第十五章。
Chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章五十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58.
所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动。常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
今天我们在主里面，为了要完成主所托付给我们的工作，可能我们会受许多的劳苦。
Today in the Lord, in order to complete many work that God has entrusted upon us, we will surely meet with a lot of suffering.
但是这些劳苦啊，都不是徒然的。
But all this labor in the Lord is not in vain.
都会得到神的纪念。
And they will be remembered by God.
那么这些劳苦啊，就成为一种喜乐啊。
And then this labor will then be transformed to be a kind of joy.
那保罗他为教会、为福音呢、受劳苦最多。
And Paul, for the sake of the gospel and for the sake of the church, he has gone through a lot of labor.
但是他说这个是他的喜乐。
But he had said that this labor is his joy.
像彼得、约翰被打，然后出来的时候，
Peter, John,
很喜乐。
They were being smitten and beaten, but they felt the joy.
虽然这个肉体上很痛苦，但是呢，心里非常喜乐。
Although they were suffering physically in pain, but in their heart, they were very joyful.
所以因为自己配为主耶稣被打，真是太好，太快乐，太有福气了。
Because they felt that it is indeed a blessing to be beaten for the Lord.
那今天呢，我们应该有这样的认识。
Today we must have such an understanding.
保罗他为主耶稣就是这样子。
And this is what Paul is like for the sake of Jesus.
他说劳受鞭打受劳苦他是最多的。
He's the apostle that has bear that has borne most of the suffering beating by others.
但是这些啊都是他都觉得这个是一种喜乐。
But he see all this as a joy.
所以在保罗勉励我们的时候
So when Paul he encourages us
我们要竭力要站稳
He encourages us that we must stand firm
这种信心呢要坚定
He means that our faith must stand firm
那不要停止要常常不住的来多做主工
And that we must let nothing move us We must give ourselves fully to the work of the Lord
这个是不突然的
And then you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain
所以我觉得说今天我们在主里面很有福气
That is why today in the Lord We are indeed very blessed
我们应该像尼希米这样做完一切的工作都不要忘记就是求神纪念
We must learn to be like Nehemiah Whenever he completed the work He prayed to God To ask God to remember him
这样就不突然 了
Then only so the work that you have done in God will not be in vain
不管我们受怎么样的苦难我们都会很高兴
So whatever suffering that you encounter You'll be filled with joy
那最后啊像这个保罗他完成一切的工作
Now Paul had completed all the work
他说有公义的冠冕为我存留
And he says that the crown of righteousness is waiting for me
今天我们也是凭着这样的盼望在为主工作
And today we also depend on such a hope to work for the Lord
所以保罗说不但为我存留也为那些爱慕他显现的人存留
And he says that the crown of righteousness is not only waiting for me but waiting for those people who love God
所以今天在主耶稣基督里面我们要存这样的心来工作
Therefore today in the Lord we must have such a heart and attitude
不管是人怎么看待但是我们自己要对神要有信心并且呢要存这样的心去工作
not only for us but we also have to have such an attitude to others
那最再来接下来我们就看到这个尼希米记里头所碰到的这些仇敌跟今天在我们的团契上以及我们灵修上我们要怎么样去对付他
In Nehemiah, we learn how he has overcome the enemies So today in our faith, how do we overcome our enemies?
我们看到尼希米能够胜过这些抵挡这些所有的仇敌
We see how Nehemiah he was able to overcome all the enemies.
那今天呢，我们在属灵的上头这些仇敌也同样的会来抵挡我们，破坏我们的工程。
And today the same, in faith, there are also a lot of enemies that will come and destroy our work.
不但在我们个人灵修上，在教会的这个团契上面，更是百般的。来破坏
Not only in our spirituality But also in the work of the church The Satan tried to destroy the church
那现在我们看到这个第一号就是参巴拉这个是属血气的
And we know that the first enemy is Sanballat And he is an enemy that represents driven by the flesh
那这个属血气的我们要怎么样胜过他
How do we overcome such an enemy?
我们要时时刻刻要留意这个参巴拉的出现
Every time we have to be aware this enemy Sanballat
那雅各书先看雅各书
Let's turn to the book of James
雅各书第一章
James chapter 1
这雅各也提到这一点
James has talked about this point
这个参巴拉是要很小心的
That we have to be very careful of this enemy Sanballat
因为他会破坏我们的工程
Because he sought to destroy our work
第一章的十九节
Verse 19 Chapter 1 verse 19 Book of James
这里说你们知道但是你们个人要快快的听慢慢的说慢慢的动怒
Here it says that everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
这个参巴拉 就是一种怒气，血气，血气一上来好像火一样就爆发了。
And Zambalat is represent enemy that driven by flesh, and when you are driven by your flesh and your emotions, then you become angry.
哦，那这里说要慢慢的来。
Here it says that you must be slow to anger.
这个慢慢来就是给他要有一种约束他。
Here, what it says is that you must have self-control.
他要冲上来，你就让他慢慢来。
When you feel that you are getting angry, you must have self-control.
那他就动不起来了。
Then, it will not be able to move inside you.
因为这个怒气啊，只要慢一下，他就动不起来了。
Because if you slow down this anger, then the anger will not move inside you.
那这种慢是怎么慢法呢？
How do you slow down this anger?
啊，我们参考一下，箴言第十五章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 15.
十五章十八节。
Verse 18.
十五章十八节。
Book of Proverbs, chapter 15, verse 18.
十八节这里说。暴怒的人呢，挑起争端，忍怒的人止息纷争。
Chapter 15, verse 18. A hot-tempered man stirs up dissension, but a patient man calms a quarrel.
啊，这里讲到怒气，但是有两种不同的啊这个表现。
But here it talks about two kinds of anger, but there are two kinds of reaction.
如果让他发作了，暴怒了，那就会破坏工程了。
If you allow the anger to loose, then you will destroy the work.
挑起争端就是团契就被破坏了。
If you stir up this dissension with your anger, then this fellowship will be affected.
但是如果能够忍住，约束忍住，不让它发作。
But if you will be able to control that anger, to have rein on your emotions and not allow this anger to surface,
好像尼希米他能够抵挡他，他
just like Nehemiah,
这样子忍住了他就不会发作。
Nehemiah he has stopped that enemy and therefore has prevented from stirring up any dissension.
那这个团契就不会被破坏了啊。
Then
就不会
in this way, the fellowship will not be broken down.
纷争就不会起来了，就平息了，没事了啊。
Then there will be no dissension in the fellowship. There will be calm.
所以今天我们要怎么样对付参巴拉？
So today, how do we overcome this enemy, Zambalat?
就是要约束他，不让他发作。
First, we must control this enemy and not allow this enemy to stir up dissension.
要用什么去约束他？
What do we use to control this enemy?
哎，这个就是我们要懂的。怎么样去约束他？
This is something that we should learn how to control this enemy.
在箴言里头说，智慧有智慧的人。
In the book of Proverbs, also talks about wisdom.
就不轻易的发怒。
A man of wisdom is slow to anger.
这个有智慧，这个智慧是什么智慧？
What kind of wisdom is this?
箴言里面所讲的这个智慧啊，就是敬畏神的智慧。
This wisdom is a wisdom of fearing God.
我们参考一下这个十九章。
Chapter 19.
十九章十一节。
Verse 11.
箴言十九章十一节。
Chapter 19, verse 11.
人有见识就不轻易发怒。
Here it says that a man's wisdom give him patience.
宽恕人的过失便是自己的荣耀。
It is to his glory to overlook an offense.
一个人呢，不会轻易发怒。
A person who is slow to anger.
不会说有怒气就啪一下就爆发了。
It's not like a person whenever he feels his anger, he just would.
因为我们带这个肉体是有血气，人人都有血气的，但是呢，你要怎么去管理它、约束它？
And we all know that we are a man of temper. How do we then control this temper?
一个人要有见识，这种见识就是一种属灵的智慧。
Here it says that you must have wisdom, and this wisdom is a wisdom of the spirit, spiritual wisdom.
敬畏神的这种智慧。
Spiritual wisdom of fearing the Lord.
那我们要追求这种智慧。
And we have to pursue for this wisdom.
所以要靠着圣灵。
Therefore, we have to depend on the Holy Spirit.
能够更明白神的道理。
To understand the truth of God.
让我们具备这样的智慧。
So that we will have such a spiritual wisdom.
我们有智慧，我们就不会让这个，就可以把这个我们人的这种邪气啊管理好。
Only when we have such a wisdom, then we can be able to control our temper.
不让它轻易的发作。
And will not allow it to stir up.
所以它就慢慢来。
So it will calm the temper down.
看到这个十五章的第一节。
Chapter 15, Proverbs.
十五章的第一节。
Verse 1.
这里说回答柔和使怒消退。
A gentle answer turns away wrath.
言语暴力啊，触动怒气。
But a harsh word stirs up anger.
那智慧人的舌散发知识。
The tongue of the wise commands knowledge.
这里告诉我们，这个回答柔和。
Here it says that when you give a gentle answer.
快快的听，慢慢的说。
It's just like quickly listen and slow to speak.
慢慢的动怒。
And slow to anger.
所以这个柔和回答柔和，这种就是慢慢的说。
When you give a gentle answer, you speak slowly.
当你想这个怒气、血气要上来的时候
，When you feel that this anger is stirring up inside you，
你说话慢一点啊。
Then you have to be slow to your speech.
当你想要骂人的时候
，And the time when you want to scold people，
你就慢慢的骂他，就没有问题了。
And you must speak it slowly，
就不会伤人了。
Then by doing this, you will not harm others。
如果说你一下子就出去了，哇，就伤害就很大。
But then if you are quick to speak, then you will harm。
所以这种约束他就会慢下来，就变柔了，很力的就变柔了。
So if you have control over what you say, then your answer will become a gentle answer.
这个怒就消退了。
Then the wrath will turn away.
所以有对方啊，有这个参巴拉出来，我们一定用这个方式来对付。
So if we realize Zambalat is starting to stir up in someone, we have to use this method, a gentle answer to calm him down.
智慧的话，知识的话。来消除他的怒气。
We must use the word of wisdom of knowledge to turn away the wrath.
所以我们一个人有知识，他会约束自己的这个怒气，也能消退别人的怒气。
So if you have this wisdom in you, not only you can control your temper, but you also can turn away the temper of others.
这种智慧，你看尼希米他就有这样的智慧。
So Nehemiah, he has this wisdom.
今天我们需要这样的智慧。
Today we need this kind of wisdom.
这个是敬畏神就得到这样的智慧。
If you revere God and fear God, then you will have such a wisdom.
我们对神要像尼希米那样敬畏神。
You must learn to be like Nehemiah, a man who fear God.
这种智慧是上头来的智慧。
This wisdom comes from above.
我们看一下。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书第三章
James chapter 3
雅各书第三章
James chapter 3
先看十三节
Verse 13
第三章的十三节
Chapter 3 verse 13
说你们中间谁是有智慧有见识的呢
Who is wise and understanding among you
他就应当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。
Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom.
今天我们是不是有智慧、有见识呢
？Today, are we the wise and understanding one?
如果有的话，
If we do,
那就会在这个智慧的温柔上显出善行来了。
Then, we'll show it by our good life and our deeds that's done in, gentle humility that comes from the wisdom.
为什么说是智慧的温柔上呢？
Why is this says that it's this humility comes from wisdom?
这个智慧就上头来的智慧所赐给我们的这种温柔。
Because this is the wisdom that comes down, from above.
不是一个人本来就没有脾气的那种温柔，不是这样的。
It is not like a person who was born, without temper, very gentle.
一个人本来像这个雅各，雅各还像这个约翰。主耶稣说：“你们是雷子，嚯、哦，像雷一样的那样，那是最厉害的，那个血气就最方刚，最厉害。”
It's just like Jacob, and John. God, Jesus called them that they are the son of thunder. They are so quick to temper at any time.
那样的人呢？主耶稣把他改变了，改变成为一个那么有爱心的人了。
But God, Jesus has changed and transformed them into a man of love.
那是怎么改变的
How did God change them?
上头来的智慧
It is the wisdom that comes from heaven, from above.
看十七节、啊、
Verse 17、
说唯独从上头来的智慧啊，先是清洁，以后是和平、温良、柔顺，满有怜悯、多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
Here it says that the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and a good fruit,impartial and sincere.
啊，所以从唯独这个上头来这种智慧，会使我们有这样的表现。
Only the wisdom that comes from above will give us such virtues.
啊，这种智慧会赐给我们这种知识、见识、这种知识。
And this kind of wisdom will give us this kind of truth.
好吧，和平、温良、柔顺。
Will be peace-loving.Considerate, submissive.
哎，这是一种智慧的表现。
And these are the reflection of wisdom.
并且呢，有怜悯神的那种怜悯的心。
And also you'll be full of mercy, like God.
啊，会多结善果。
And you bear good fruit.
啊，公义又诚实。
You're impartial and sincere.
所以这种智慧就是我们所需要的。
And these are the wisdom that we all need.
没有这种智慧，你说要有这种表现，那是。根本就不可能嘛。
And if you have such a wisdom, and yet you don't have such a manifestations of the wisdom, then you don't have it.
好，那我们如果说发现自己啊，对付不了这个参巴拉，对付不了这些多比亚这些人，显出我们的这个缺陷来，怎么办呢？
If we realize that Zambalat in us, then what should we do?
看到第一章第五节
Chapter 1, verse 5
雅各书第一章第五节
James chapter 1, verse 5
第一章说你们中间若有缺少智慧的应当求那后赐与众人也不斥责人的神主就必赐给他
If any of you lacks wisdom he should ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault and it will be given to him
你们中间就有缺少智慧。
If any one of you lacks wisdom,
为什么会知道缺少
？How would you know that you are lacking our wisdom？
一定是在这个实际的这种生活上面呢，发现缺少了。
And it is through your daily life that you realize that you lack wisdom。
就第三章这里所说的
，Chapter 3，
显不出这些来。
And that you don't have all the fruit of wisdom。
这种清洁、和平、温良、柔顺、怜悯、多结善果，这些总是显不出来的。
All that's pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, good fruit, and if you don't have all this fruit of wisdom,
这些都是我们在教会里面建立团契很最需要的。
And these are the fruits that we need in building a fellowship in church.
但在团契当中，就是会缺少这些。
If you lack of wisdom, then you lack of all these.
啊，我们自己就会感觉到，哎呀，我缺少智慧。
And if you don't have this, then you will realize that you are lacking of wisdom.
是不够温柔的。
Because you realize that you are not gentle.
突然间呢，参巴拉又出现，就被他 得胜了。
And every time when that ballot just start to stir inside you, then you're defeated.
那这样就感觉到说自己，哎呀，是软弱的，是缺少智慧。
Then you realize that you are indeed very weak, lacking all wisdom.
这里雅各说，应当要求。
Therefore, here James said that you must pray.
求爱心。
Pray for love.
这里说 要祈求智慧。
You must pursue for love and wisdom.
像所罗门一样求智慧。
Just like Solomon.
这里雅各就叫我们要求，这个一定要做。
And this is what James encouraged us to pursue for as wisdom.
这种智慧呢，能造就你自己，能够造就教会。
And this kind of wisdom not only can edify yourself, but edify the church.
这种智慧是温柔良善的智慧。
This kind of wisdom is the wisdom of humility, peace loving.
那这种智慧呢，说主必赐给他。
And for those people who seek for this wisdom, God will give it to him.
这个是很绝对的，必赐给他。
And God will, if he should ask God, God will give it to him.
那这些圣经啊，我看到这个圣经，我就发现说啊，我那个时候感觉到自己最缺少，就缺少这种智慧。
And when I read chapter 1 verse 5, immediately I realized that I'm indeed lacking all this wisdom, and I should pray for it.
好了，我就找到了一个啊解决问题的啊这个秘诀了。
And I found a way to solve this problem.
什么办法都没办法解决。
There's no other way to that can solve my problem.
就是这么简单的一句圣经。
And it is so simple as in this verse right here.
所以我就开始祷告。
And so I pray to God. I started to pray to God and ask God.
发现自己缺少，马上就祈求。
That I'm so lacking of wisdom, so immediately I pray to God and ask God.
向天父祈求。
I went to God and asked him.
他必赐给我们。
And in verse 5 it says that it will be given to you.
只要凭着信心求，一点都不要疑惑。
But if you ask, you must believe without doubt, and you must not be double-minded.
所以我祷告，我都相信一定会得到。
So in my prayer, I believe that I will receive.
感谢神啊。
And I thank God.
信靠他的不至于羞愧。
If you, for those people who trust in him will not be, be shamed, will not be in shame.
所以在这个上面呢，我们才能够一直的长进。
Then only we can continue to grow.
所以在我们要胜过这些仇敌啊，第一个很像求智慧，这个是很重要的。
So in order to overcome the enemy, the first thing we have to pray for is wisdom.
所以你要求智慧，当然就是要有没有疑惑的这种信心。
In order to have wisdom, when you pray for wisdom, you should not have doubt.
我们发现这个尼西米要看透那些仇敌，看透，一切都把他看得透了。
And we see that Nehemiah, he was able to see through all this enemy.
就是这种智慧。
And because he has this kind of wisdom.
只要看透了他就没有问题了。
When you can see through the enemy, then there will not be any problem.
今天我们需要这种智慧。
Today we need to have this kind of wisdom.
我们借着祷告，那么神赐给我们，是借着圣灵赐给我们这种智慧。
It is through our prayer that the Holy Spirit will give us such a wisdom.
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章我们先看第六节。
Verse 6.
哥林多前书第二章第六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 6.
说然而在完全人中我们也讲智慧，但不是这世上的智慧。也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。
We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the matured, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing.
所以我们讲的就是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧。
Verse 7, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that had been hidden and that God destined for glory.
所以上头来的智慧啊，就是这种智慧，不是世上的智慧。
Therefore, this is the wisdom that comes from above, and it's not the wisdom from the world.
好，那这种智慧啊，是啊，隐藏在神里头的奥秘的智慧。
And this is the wisdom that is hidden in God.
那这种智慧怎么样来得到呢？
How do we get this wisdom?
好，第十节说。
Verse 10.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。
And God will reveal this kind of wisdom to us by His Spirit.
因为圣灵啊，参透啊，渗透万事啊。
Because the Spirit of God searches all things.
啊，连这神奥秘的事都会参透了。
Even the deep things of God.
所以今天呢，我们有圣灵啊。
Today we have the Holy Spirit.
我们胜过属这个血气啊。
We will be able to surpass the man of flesh.
因为我们有这种上头来的智慧啊。
Because we have this wisdom that comes from above.
我们看到十四节。
Verse 14.
好，这里说属血气的。
The man that belongs to spirit.
就没有这种智慧啊。
Will not have this kind of wisdom.
没办法领会神的圣灵的事情。
The man without the spirit of God.Will not have this kind of wisdom because he will not understand the Spirit of God.
智慧啊。
To belong to the Spirit, the wisdom will be given to us from the Spirit.
所以十五节说，属灵的人能看透万事。
Therefore, it says in verse 15, the spiritual man can make judgment about all things.
却没有一个人能看透了他。
But he himself is not subject to any man's judgment.
好，那我们看，您是对付那些仇敌，就是这样。
And this is like how Nehemiah he overcome the enemy.
他看透那些仇敌的诡计。
He was able to search and see through the scheme of his enemies.
但是仇敌看不透一定是你。
However, his enemy was not able to see through him.
所以他能得胜。
That is why he was able to have victory.
所以今天呢，我们也是要靠这种智慧。
Therefore, today we have to depend on this kind of spiritual wisdom.
所以我们借着信心的祷告，圣灵他赐给我们这样的智慧。
And this is from our prayer of faith that the Holy Spirit will give us such a wisdom.
那今天我们的仇敌是谁？
And who is our enemy today?
所以我们要看透，我们了解，要认识我们的仇敌啊。
Today we must see through our enemy, but most importantly we must recognize who our enemy is.
今天这些肉体里面的这些私欲、情欲，还有血气，啊，这一些啊，啊，是只是一个工具而已。
All this, verses that we have learned about how to overcome the enemies are only tools.
我们真正的仇敌啊，是属灵的。
We must realize that the real enemy is Satan.
啊，我们看到《以弗所书》第十章。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
啊，说认清我们的仇敌的真面目。
Ephesians chapter 6.
我们才能够抵挡他。
Only when we can see our real enemy, then we can overcome this enemy.
啊。这个要抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
That is to overcome the scheme of Satan.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
说因为我们不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵系的恶魔征战。
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the ruler, against the authority, against the power of this dark world.
我们知道我们是跟谁征战，不是跟属血气的征战。
And we know that we are not struggling against the flesh and blood.
所以我们所对付的不是肉体，不是人。
And therefore, we are not struggling against the flesh and people.
我们所要对付的是那属灵气的恶魔。
But in fact, what we are struggling is against the spiritual forces of evil.
所以我们所使用的这个兵器啊，就不是属血气的兵器啊。
Therefore, when we use the weapon, we are not using the weapon against the flesh and blood.
啊，是神的，是给我们这种武装，就是我们的武器哈。
But rather, we need to use this armor that God has given us.
这个才能攻破它，才能得胜它。
Then only we can defeat this enemy, this spiritual forces.
我们先看一下哥林多后书第十章。
Let's listen to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第十章。
Chapter 10.
第三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse
3. 第十章第三节。
Chapter 10, verse 3.
哥林多后书十章三节说，因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭血气征战。
Verse 3
第四节
Verse 4 The weapon we fight with are not the weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish stronghold.
这里说我们在血气中行事，但是不凭血气征战。
Here it says that when we are fighting against the flesh and we are not, when we are fighting against the flesh and blood, we are not using the weapon of this world.
所以我们征战的兵器啊，不是属血气。
The weapon that we use is not of this world.
乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破这个坚固的营垒。
But rather, it is the weapon that has divine power to destroy them.
可以将各样的那些计谋啊，各样的男主人认识神的那些至高的事情一概攻破。
And we're able to use this weapon to destroy those people who were proud.
又将人所有的心意把它夺回来，让他顺服基督。
And we can depend on God to take captive every thought.To make it obedient to Christ.
所以我们在教会里会看到一些人为什么会这样骄傲，为什么会这样抵挡教会，抵挡很多这个圣工。
Verse 5, as we can see from here that we, in church today, there are people who are indeed like this, where, with their pride, they will obstruct the holy word.
我们就要知道啊，这个是撒旦的工作。
Then immediately we can tell that it's the work of Satan.
那个人是被利用的。
The person himself has been used by Satan.
那个人是可怜的。
That person is pitiful.
可恶的是在他里面呢，控制他的那个撒旦。
And what is hateful is the one that is inside him, the Satan.
他被魔鬼利用啊，撒旦入他的心，被他控制了，他才会变成这样，在教会里面破坏啊，阻骄傲，阻挡这个真功。还会做这种事情啊。
This person has been used by Satan, and Satan has controlled his heart. That's why he is proud. He was, he sought all kind of way to destroy all work in church.
如果我们没有看透这个，我们就会把这个人对付这个人。
And if we have not seen through this, then we will blame and will attack this person.
那就中计了。
Then if we do this, then we'll have fallen into Satan's trap.
所以今天这一项还非常重要。
Therefore, this is very important.
保罗要我们有这种智慧，看透，像尼希米一样看透。
And Paul wants us to have this kind of wisdom that is to see through, like Nehemiah.
所以这里说，虽然在血气中行事啊，但不凭血气征战。
Here it says that even though we are in the world, but we do not depend on the weapons of the world.
靠神的能力来攻破。
But rather, we must divine on divine power to destroy the stronghold.
要攻什么呢？
Who are we destroying?
就是在人里头啊，那个撒旦。
We are destroying the Satan inside the heart.
把它攻破了，他就退了，这个撒旦就退了。
And only after when we destroy Satan, then Satan will retreat.
那这个人的心意啊，就回转过来，顺服基督了。
Then only does the heart of man will come back to God and obey Christ.
那我们就真的得胜了。
Then in this way we are victorious.
如果那个人的心意没有回转，我们没有得胜。
If the person has not turned back and be obedient to Christ, then we have not been victorious.
我们会失掉一个弟兄姐妹。
Then we would have lost a brother.
我们的城墙就破掉一块。
Then one of the part of this wall has been broken.
所以我们要看准，看得清楚。
So today we have to see very clearly and see accurately.
这样才能真正的得胜。
Then only can we have victory.
所以不要凭血气征战。
And today we must not fight with the flesh and blood.
要靠圣灵的能力。
But rather with the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们要对付的是撒旦，而不是我们的弟兄姐妹。
The evil forces is Satan that we are fighting against.
人是被利用的哈。
Man is the one that has been used by Satan.
这一点呢，一定要看清楚。
This is something that you have to be very clear of.
我曾经见证过啊，当时我们在家里面呢，就碰到像，因为很明显，神就感谢神，神让我们看出这一点。那我知道这个是撒旦的工作。
I've given this testimony before, and God has given me, let me see it very clearly that it's the work of Satan.
因为我发现了，像我当时我父亲那种表现是不正常的，他不是这样的人。从小到大，我看到他，我没有信主以前，他根本就从来不会有这种表现。但是信主之后，他突然间这样表现，这证明不是他出于他的人。
In the past, I've never seen my father speaking like that. But after when I believe in Christ, my father started to speak like that and behave very differently. I realized indeed that is not from him.
所以当我们知道这个是撒旦的工作，我们就不是用人的方式来对付他，我们是以靠着圣灵，靠着神的能力来对付他。
The moment we realize this is from Satan and it's the work of Satan, no longer we depend on our ability, but we depend on prayer to defeat the Satan.
结果我们得胜，我们把他的心力夺，他来顺服基督，他来受洗了。
And finally, we were victorious. We were able to win him over to Christ, and he was baptized.
像彼得也曾经有这样的事情。
Just like Peter, he has this experience.
他撒旦就是一直想要得到他。
He said that Satan is always trying to get him.
要利用他来这个来阻挡这个主耶稣的这种救恩的工作。
And to make use of him to obstruct the work of Jesus.
但主耶稣马上都看透了，这个撒旦是撒旦。
Immediately, Satan, Jesus was able to see that it was Satan.
主耶稣不是说彼得你退后面去，不是这样的。
Jesus,
the 不是说叫彼得退后面去。
Oh, he did not say, Peter, stand aside.
他不是骂彼得。
He did not rebuke Peter.
他是对付撒旦，说撒旦退后面去。
But rather, he rebuked Satan. Satan, step aside.
所以要对付撒旦，不要对付弟兄。
Therefore, you must attack the Satan, but you're not supposed to attack your brothers.
所以撒旦你退去了，彼得就正常了。
It is only after when Satan has stepped aside, then Peter become normal again.
所以今天呢，我们要明白这个真理。
So today we must understand this truth.
当时我看你心里就看透仇敌，任何不管用什么方式来，我都看透你。
Nehemiah, he was able to see through his enemy, and whatever scheme and method they use, he was able to see through.
就是他那些仇敌在利用那个你自己里面的人，利用祭司，利用那些先知，他也不会中计。
And even when the enemy make use of the priests inside the house of God, Nehemiah, he did not fall into the trap.
他知道这个撒旦的诡计啊，这个仇敌的诡计，目的就要。要做什么？目的要叫我什么？他都很清楚的。
He knows very well what is the scheme of Satan and what Satan tries to get.
对，这个是今天我们需要的。
This is what we need to have today.
所以呢，我们要追求这样的智慧。
Therefore, we have to pursue for such kind of wisdom.
好，所以求爱心，再来就求智慧。
Pray for love and pray for wisdom.
再来才求恩赐了。
Then we'll pray for a spiritual gift.
我看这样就没有问题了。
Then you'll be okay.
先要得到这两项。
First, you must pray for these two things.
爱心是一个基础。
Love is a foundation.
再来，智慧。
Then wisdom.
必须的。
Wisdom is a must.
绝对的条件。
It is an absolute criteria.
所以你看所罗门，他第一个是求智慧，他要管理整个国家，他要一定要智慧，有智慧就好了。
We see that Solomon, he prayed for wisdom because he has to control the whole nation.
但在接下来就是神给我们的这个恩赐。
And then we'll ask for the spiritual gift from God.
造就教会的恩赐。
A gift that will edify the church.
那就是一种能力。
Then that is a kind of power.
也是上头来的能力。
This kind of wisdom is this kind of power comes from above.
那我们就可以完成这个 神给我们的这个工程。
Then only we can complete this task given to us from God.
所以我们看我们今天我们所需要的是什么。
So today we have to look around us and see what we need.
啊，我们从这个尼希米记我们写，我感受到我所需要的第一就是爱。
From the book of Nehemiah, the first thing I realized that what I need is love.
爱是可以要追求的。
Love is something that we need to pursue.
爱是从圣灵来的。
Love comes from the Holy Spirit.
第二就求上头的智慧。
Secondly, we have to pray for the wisdom from above.
上头的智慧也是从圣灵来的。
This wisdom also comes from the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以保罗说，这个说方言的是在灵里头讲说各样的奥秘。
Therefore, Paul says that to speak in tongue is to speak the mystery in the spirit.
啊，这句话我很喜欢。
This is a verse that I love.
看到第十哥林多前书第十四章的第
First Corinthians
第二节啊
，Chapter 14, verse 2。
第二节这里讲到的说方言的，不是对人说，乃是对神说的。
Here it says that anyone who speaks in tongue does not speak to man but to God.
因为人是听不懂的。
Because no one understands him.
说然而他在心灵里却是讲说各样的奥秘。
But rather he utters mystery with his spirit.
那就是智慧啊。
And this mystery is wisdom.
很奇妙，这是一个奥秘啊，奥秘的智慧啊。
This is a spiritual wisdom, and it's a mystery.
人头脑没有办法了解的智慧啊。
And this is a mystery that a man with his own mind cannot understand.
但是在灵里头啊，明白了。
But this is a kind of wisdom, mystery that you can understand in spirit.
这个叫做属灵的智慧。
This is what is called spiritual wisdom.
看透万事的智慧。
This is a wisdom that you can search through all things.
我很喜欢这个东西。
And I love this thing.
所以我在祷告的时候，我都很喜乐。
That is why inside my prayer, I'm very joyful.
因为我在灵里头啊。他讲出各样的奥秘，哇，这个太好了，这个。
This is inside the spirit that I will be able to speak all kind of this mystery, and this is indeed very.
很奇妙，常常在祷告当中，哇，很多奥秘都会出来。
And
灵里头，哇，那种属灵的奥秘就是这样，很奇妙。
It's miraculous that every time it's in my prayer that all the spiritual mystery will come out from inside me. It's very miraculous.
所以保罗说，说方言是造就自己。造就自己。
Here Paul says that when you speak in tongue, it's to edify your own self.
哦，这个这一节圣经里都看清楚了。我们看到第四节。
Verse 4。
说方言是造就自己。
Here it says that you speak in tongue is to edify yourself.
你看你在祷告说方言，这个没有意思吗？太有意思了，这个。
And when you pray in tongue, you think that has no meaning to it, but it is indeed has great meaning.
这个在灵里头讲说各样的奥秘来造就自己的灵性。
Because it is inside the spirit that you are speaking all kind of spiritual mystery to edify your own spirit.
所以我很喜欢祷告，就是这个原因。
And that is why I love to pray. It's because of this.
应该会造就我灵性。
Because prayer will edify my spirituality.
但我去领悟啊，这个圣经里头很多的这个属灵的真理。
And then from prayer, then I can start to understand all the spiritual mystery in the Bible.
这个不是我们用智慧去怎么去研究出不可能的事情。
This is not from our own wisdom, our own mind that we set to study the Bible.
这个世上的智慧啊，有权有位的这个智慧是不可能去了解这个东西。
We using the wisdom of this world, there's no way you can understand the spiritual mystery of the Bible.
所以在祷告的时候讲述各样的奥秘，我那一种灵里头的造就，这个是。很重要的。
Therefore, in the prayer, when you are speaking in the spiritual mystery, it edify your own self.
所以雅各说要求祷告要求。
Therefore, James said that in your prayer, you have to pray for this kind of spiritual
wisdom. 那今天我们有圣灵的祷告，我们就很容易得到这个智慧。
And today, because we pray in the Holy Spirit, therefore it's very easy to gain this kind of wisdom.
多多的祷告。借着灵圣灵祷告，在灵里面讲各种各样的奥秘讲。
You must pray more, and it is inside the spirit that is through the spirit that you can understand all the spiritual mystery.
那用这些奥秘来造就我们自己。
And you use this when you utter this mystery will edify your own self, your own spirit.
那这样我们就会有这个属灵的智慧。
Then only when we have this spiritual wisdom.
我们就能够。 得胜我们的仇敌。
Then we can overcome our enemies.
就不会去弄错了啊。
And we will not mistaken.
这个主耶稣说我们要彼此相爱，你就变成彼此互相攻击的糟糕了。
The Lord Jesus says that we have to love one another, and we should not attack our brothers one another.
所以呢，我们会知道怎么样去彼此相爱。
So with this, we know how to love one another.
把这个城墙啊，团契建立起来。
It is only through loving one another then we can build this wall of fellowship.
尼希米记里的很重要的教训。
And this is one of the very important teaching in the book of Nehemiah.
对我个人来，我是这样的感受啊。
And this is how what I gain from this book of Nehemiah.
就是非常实际的。
And this is a very practical and realistic approach.
所以我们学习圣经呢，你一定会从圣经里面知道我得到什么。
And therefore, when you study the Bible, first you must ask yourself, what have I gained from reading this?
这样我们在学习圣经的时候，就真正的是得到了。
Then after when we have indeed asked ourselves, and give ourselves an answer, then we have gained something.
这个是在仇敌啊，尼希米对付仇敌的这个事上，我们所看见的。
And this is how Nehemiah overcome his enemies, and what we can learn from this.
好，那最后看一下这个我们要前面提过，就留意的一个就是多比亚。
Just now we mentioned that we have to pay attention to Tobia.
这个多比亚一直都是，你看尼希米虽然完成工作回去之后呢，可是呢这个多比亚隐藏了，隐藏在以色列人当中。
And Tobiah is always lurking around until the time when Nehemiah he had completed the work. Tobiah he was hiding among the people in the house of God.
那他怎么样来破坏这个犹大人的信仰
？How did he try to destroy the faith of the people of Judah？
尼希米在的话，他没有办法。
When Nehemiah was around, Tobiah couldn't do anything.
所以第十三章、十二章跟十三章就有一个空档。
Chapter 12 and chapter 13, we see there's a missing link.
尼希米回去了。
Nehemiah he has gone back.
现在这个就是一个空档。
And this is a part where there's this missing link.
哇，多比亚机会来了。
You see that Tobiah see that Nehemiah is not around, so the chance comes.
所以他就利用他的那一套啊，那些大连大祭司都中计了，都进来了，住在这个库房里面。
He used his Tobiah used his schemes, and even the high priest has fallen into the scheme of Tobiah, and the high priest allowed Tobiah to live in the house of God.
所以从大祭司、祭司、利未人，整个以色列百姓的信仰就整个垮掉了。
And starting from the high priest to the Levites and then all to the people, all their faith collapsed.
哦，这个是很可怕的事情。
This is a very terrifying thing that had happened.
所以圣经告诉我。
That's why the Bible tells us.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
我看25节。
Verse 25.
25节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25.
所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。这里告诉我们，这个25节是讲到我们这个团契。
Verse 25 tells us our fellowship.
我们就互相做肢体，就是联络起来是一个团契。
That we are all members of this one body where we are connected together to form a fellowship.
所以不要彼此。一定要说，不要说谎言，说谎言就给魔鬼就空档了，这个就是给魔鬼一个进来的机会。
Therefore, we should not speak lie. We should not tell lies. If we tell lies, then we'll give a chance to Satan to come in.
所以不要给他留地步。
We should not give ground for Satan to come in.
如果我们彼此之间有谎言的话，不实在，这个就空的了。 这个地方就空的。
If you and me has lies and falsehood between us, then there's a space for Satan to come in.
所以你看那个撒旦进去，你看他就一直说谎，会说谎，像亚拿尼亚夫妇欺骗、欺哄圣灵，因为撒旦充满才会说谎。
When you see when Satan attack, he always attack those people who lie, just like Ananias, because they lie to the Holy Spirit.
所以我们之间呢，拒绝这个谎言，大家实实在在的，好弟兄姐妹实实在在的彼此这样来相爱。
Therefore, we have to put aside falsehood, and we have to love one another in truth.
那对个人哦，刚才我们讲的这个生气啊，这个气，不要犯罪，你要控制它。
Therefore, just now, we also learned that individually we must control our temper and not sin.
要忍住，含住，怒气不发作。
We have to control our temper and not allow it to stir up.
但是呢，要赶快消掉。
But you must always calm it down.
不要到日落了，还没有消掉，那就给它留地步了。
Until dusk is still there, then you have give a ground for Satan.
因为到晚上的时候，你这个怒气还没有消啊，那就很糟糕了。
If your temple is still there, then it's terrible.
睡在床上倒下来的时候，哦，那很专心的，什么事情都没想，就是想那一件事情。
And if you lie down on the bed, you think of nothing but about that matter.
魔鬼就会做工了，就说你看。
Then Satan start to work.
太可恶，这个人你要对付他，这个不可，这样。他一直在那里开始祸啊，制造这些。
Then inside on your bed, you will keep thinking about how terrible this person is because you are still angry.
哦，越想越气。
And the more you think about him, the more you are so angry.
气得都睡不着觉。
And if you are very angry, then you cannot fall asleep.
这就糟糕，是变成恨。
And then slowly, this anger will turn into hatred.
开始想到你就恨这个人，都看到这个人就。不看他了，看这个人。
And every time you think of this person, you hate this person. When this person walk by, you don't want to look at him.
现在到教会来，不看他了，看到转过去了。
And if this person come to church, you don't want to see him. You just turn your eyes away from him and walk away.
这个就很糟糕了，这个破洞就很大了。
Then this is terrible because the crack is big, gets bigger.
不要到，赶快消掉。
Therefore, you must be very careful to knock it down.
那这个消掉，这个怒气好像火一样，要消掉要水啊，就赶快依旧来，把水啊就熄灭。
This kind of anger is like a fire. You must immediately call 911 to put away this fire.
好，圣灵就是水嘛，圣灵就是水嘛。
Because Holy Spirit is the water.
所以啊，祷告圣灵，用圣灵的水把它熄灭啊，熄灭了。
So therefore, you have to pray for the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is a pour of water that will diminish this anger, which is fire inside you.
有时候，这个夫妻两个人吵架，太阳落了，赶快祷告，两个人祷告，消了，不然的话，怎么可以睡觉？不能睡觉。
Sometimes when a couple has quarreled, they have to pray. Otherwise, it's very difficult to go to sleep.
哎，这圣经的话你要用啊！你说，好了，日落了，不要再祷告，我们来祷告。
You have to use the words of the Bible, and learn to pray.
祷告灭火啊！好了，灭失了。
And you must pray to ask God to destroy, to take away that anger, the fire.
那就不给魔鬼留地步了，就可以睡得很好啊。
And if you didn't give a ground for Satan, then you will sleep well.
所以你看这个是空档，就是这个空档给它进来了。
So we see that there's always this empty, this empty space for
Satan to come in. 那撒旦他就时时刻刻在想，看看有没有空档可以进来。
Then Satan is always waiting for this moment to come in.
对我们自己，对整个教会都一样的。
For ourselves and for the whole church is like it's the same.
那在教会，他有一些软弱的弟兄姐妹，他就进来啊。
In church, you see some brothers or sister who's weak, then the Satan come in.
哇，很多事情，你看参巴拉也出来，多比亚也来啊，什么都出来了。
And then suddenly, you see all the enemies, Zambala, Tobia, they all appear.
从那个破洞进来的。
Because this kind of enemy will come into through
the crack. 当我们发现的时候，我们就要赶快要对付他。
The moment when we realize this, we must immediately fight our enemies.
赶出去。
We have to depend on the Holy Spirit and pray to cast out the Satan.
让这个软弱的弟兄姐妹 醒过来。
And this weak brother or sister will then be awakened.
脱离撒旦的这种控诉。
And he will be led out from the snare of Satan.
好像主耶稣为彼得祷告。
It's just like how the Lord Jesus prayed for Peter.
撒旦想要得到他，但是事先就为他祷告。
And before Satan took a hold on him, Jesus prayed for Peter.
那能够把他挽回过来。
Then to win Peter over to him.
那他就会来顺服基督了。
He was able to come and obey Christ.
所以今天呢，我们要留意这一点，不给撒旦留余地。
So today we have to remember this. We should not give ground to Satan.
不给他有机会。
Not to give him a chance.
这样才能够保守我们很安全。
Then only you can protect us and make us safe.
所以尼西米不在这个时间，就给他一个躲避啊，就进来。
So when Nehemiah was not around, he gave a chance to Satan to come in.
就弄得以色列的百姓就信仰哇堕落了。
And again, he caused the faith of the Israelite to fall again.
所以尼西米啊，就再一次回来把它重整。
So immediately, Nehemiah came back and restored their faith.
重整就是要把躲避啊赶出去。
To restore the faith of this people, he threw out Tobiah.
那么信仰就会恢复起来。
The faith was again restored.
这个就是给我们很重要的教训。
This is a very important teaching we can learn from Nehemiah.
好，我们大概这个最后我们看最后这一节语的地方。
Let's see the conclusion.
这个地方这里说，我们信仰啊要坚固，必须建立属灵的团契。
The conclusion is that in order for our faith to be firm, we have to build a spiritual fellowship.
今天这个属灵的团契，好像这个很坚固的墙垣一样。
Because this spiritual fellowship is like a very strong wall of the city.
那这个城墙啊，三道，这里有三道这个很坚固的团契的墙。
And this very strong fellowship is a very strong wall.
这是我们要去建立的。
And these are the wall that we have to build.
第一个就是祷告团契的墙。
And the first wall is a wall of prayer.
我发现说我们在美国的教会啊，他们很对这一方面呢做得很好。
I find that in the churches in the States, they have done very well in this area.